So we asked around the newsroom for some ideas about what people would like to see go into the Sun Sphere, and it was pretty much silent. I don't know if people have given up hope on anything cool going in there, or perhaps they're aware of some of the limitations in that space. But myself, along with Brianna Pachorka and Keenan Thomas, decided to put our heads together and just imagine a world in which we had unlimited resources and could find something cool to go into that space. So we've got some interesting ones to talk about. So Brianna, thanks for joining us here.
Always good to be a part of us.
And Keenan Thomas, the same to you. Glad to have you here.
Glad to be here. Stuff.
Well, I say we go ahead and jump right into it. Again, I guess before we get started, maybe I should just briefly talk about some of the limitations there. I don't know if anybody's ever been up in the Sun Sphere. It is a round room on multiple levels with a stalk. I'm going to call it a stalk, a stem that goes up in between it. So it's a very awkward space, a very round space. Keenan, I see you got a page full of notes there. When you started brainstorming about this, what were some of the first things that came to mind?
Well, one that just came to mind, and I was thinking of that circular nature of it. What if there were go-karts up there?
All right.
Just going around in a circle the whole time. Probably be kind of boring over time, but I also think that would be really funny.
Or just like, I was really impressed when we went out to the 4th of July thing to see the paddle boats in the river. Maybe some sort of, kid activity up there. Not in the river, I'm sorry. The paddle boats in the World's Fair Park fountain. Maybe something up there. I'm not thinking go-karts, Keenan. I think those are a little too fast, but, maybe like some sort of...
They go like 2 miles an hour. Like, it's a snail's
it's,
pace.
It's also glass, so let's not send kids off the edge. All right, Brianna, maybe a little bit more... I said start out with a crazy one, Keenan. I didn't know you were going to go that crazy. Maybe something a little more feasible, realistic here, Brianna.
So if money was no object, like if I was a billionaire with money to kill, I would probably try to make the Sun Sphere taller and bigger. And then kind of make it like, the Eiffel Tower, if I'm remembering correctly, was also a World's Fair, World's Expo Tower. And, at nighttime, like they light it up and they have like a crazy light show and everything. And the Sun Sphere should be lit up anyway. So I think that that's a very realistic option right there to light it up. And then also the CN Tower in Toronto, they have this thing called Edgewalk where you put a harness on and you get to walk around like the exterior of that tower, and that would be pretty cool and crazy in the Sun Sphere to just go walk around it.
That's awesome. I'm gonna just throw in some Sun Sphere trivia that's related, because I did a long story on the history of the Sun Sphere, but it is kind of flat up there because they actually recorded a music video on top. I think around the time of the World's Fair they had a piano up there and everything. And if you listened to last week's episode, the fact that the Sun Sphere does not light up is one of the things that makes me angry. I do like the idea of a light show. I wish that the Sun Sphere rotated, because I recently went over to Fly By Night and I went in there and they had the light shining on their rotating disco ball, and it just created this very cheap but very like enjoyable light show around the room. If the Sun Sphere spun, then you could do the same thing around downtown Knoxville. Might be a little distracting to motorists, but my idea, keeping with the disco theme though, is why not have a disco bar up there? I mean, it looks like a disco ball. One of the other challenges I will say with this space is that you can't get a lot of people up there at once, so that could be a problem. But if not a disco bar, what about silent disco has been huge and Knoxville has been growing in popularity. What if they just had a silent disco from the Sun Sphere, even a pop-up or a more regular brick and mortar space? Maybe they keep their offices up there and have events up there. I think that would be a cool idea and a good use of space.
Going along with the whole bar idea, I'm thinking a World's Fair themed bar. Have Knoxville themed cocktails. Do kind of like a Knox Brew Hub deal where you only serve Knoxville beer, and then you get to have like World's Fair decor in there. I think that'd be really cool, because Sun Sphere is from the World's Fair. We don't really have anything that's really like a museum or any kind of like real like educational ode to the World's Fair. So why not put something in the Sun Sphere that's a little bit more, in depth than what the observational floor is, and also have booze.
Yeah, I think Chris from Sweet Peas, he has plenty of World's Fair memorabilia that he'd be looking to do something with. He's a restaurant guy too, so I don't know. But I was just going to say that maybe the opposite of having all local beers, Brianna, what if you have all international beers from the countries that were at the World's Fair? That would be kind of cool.
Or just bring back the World's Fair beer.
Yeah, there you go, which we tried, and it was had solid chunks in it. And it was, you can watch that video at Knox News, too, or don't.
Yummy.
None of you are about to eat, at least. It's kind of gross.
I'm also going to keep with the bar theme, but I'm going to go a little differently. I kind of think a speakeasy would be really cool up there. It's like something secret. It's not advertised. You kind of have to just go up on the right night, know the password. They open up part of it or something, and it's just, ooh, now it's a Sunsphere speakeasy or something like that, where you can just kind of go hang out and feel you're away from Knoxville, but in its core. And it would be, I don't know, I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, and this isn't me saying this, but I've heard from some people, I don't want to call them the elite of Knoxville, but when Club LeConte closed in the Skyrise here in downtown Knoxville, felt like there was a void missing of like a club members only type of place. You talk about like, you know, not being able to get a bunch of people up there at once just because of the volume and the size of the elevators. Maybe it is a speakeasy, like you said, where there's a password, or maybe it is like a members only type club that is missing now. From downtown Knoxville.
That's also kind of one of my other ideas, is similar but not necessarily a bar, but kind of either a VIP style oasis like up in the Sun Sphere, or something like for artists where it's just this huge space that anyone can use, or anyone who has like a pass can use and just like use it for inspiration, or just as a place to get away from everything and be a part of it, but be contained and do like write your book or paint a painting or
right, like the cool Maker Exchange kind of over at at the Marriott Hotel, maybe like a little maker space, a little bit of coffee, a little bit of games and stuff, a little bit of office space. Just kind of a, I would love to see something multi-floor in the Sun Sphere. That'd be one thing too, like if you can incorporate some sort of idea where you can go in between floors, and that, I think that would be cool, whatever that is, but just more use of all the space that they have there.
So I'm not from Knoxville originally, and the people I know that aren't from Knoxville know about Knoxville because of the Wigsphere episode of The Simpsons. Why hasn't anyone done like a wig pop-up shop at the Sun Sphere? I feel like that, like, people would just go to it just for fun, to, you know, make fun of it. It's been big thing. I don't know, like, why hasn't anyone done that? That would be something, like maybe a temporary thing that I think should be done at the Sun Sphere.
Or if you're worried about people not coming to it, what if you did it to, like, a charity? You hear about people donating their hair, and maybe you have some sort of charity event where you go through the Sun Sphere and you know, donate wigs or sponsor wigs, or however it might work.
Yeah, I don't understand it, like, that everyone knows about that episode. Why hasn't anyone done anything, like, you know, going back to that episode? I don't know. Somebody should do something with Wigsphere.
Side note, Simpsons Fest. We should have one of those since we have a shout out.
We won't bring back the World's Fair. We'll bring Simpsons Fest to Knoxville.
Yes. Well, you talked about the edge walk. This might be just a crazy idea, but a bungee jump. I'm thinking some kind of like climbing activity, something along the side of the Sun Sphere. I did a really cool story on how they clean the Sun Sphere and the guys that window wash it up there. And I see him hanging up there. I'm like, man, I wish I could do that. I mean, I'd be scared and I don't really want to be put to work. But maybe if there's some sort of recreational angle to it, that might be fun, because it doesn't really have the best views from the observation deck. But if you're hanging off the side, the views might seem more intense because you're scared for your life.
That reminds me of a photo. We had a former photographer here, Michael Patrick, who went on top of the Sun Sphere while they were constructing the Sun Sphere. And there's a photo of him taking photos of the workers constructing it, and he's not connected to any harnesses or anything. That still just blows my mind. That just reminded me of that.
You know, if I did have unlimited money, maybe I would turn the Sun Sphere into a ride. Maybe it's like a drop ride. Wouldn't that,
ooh,
be fun?
Yeah.
That'd be more intense. Turn a whole all World's Fair Park into an amusement park. Have the paddle boats in the river. Have the drop ride from the Sun Sphere. Build some stuff on the lawn. I don't know.
It'll be like that one tower in Vegas that has all those rides at the top. There's like a roller coaster up at the Sun Sphere.
There you go. That'd be cool. You're trying to put go-karts up there. And I said that was crazy. I said go-karts was crazy. Now I'm like encouraging a roller coaster. So maybe
you're encouraging the entire ball to drop.
Well, we were talking about the, you know, the whole World's Fair Park, and I think one of the coolest things about it is all the open space and the renovations they've done to the performance lawn. And I look back at what used to happen out there on the lawn with Ashley Capp's Hot Summer Nights concerts, and they had big artists coming through, Santana, my morning jacket. I just saw, they're just fresh on the mind since I saw them at Bonnaroo. But I would love to see more of that. My idea would be to take the Sun Sphere, at least one floor of it, and turn it into the country's coolest green room. And just get that to the point where it is known in the industry that, oh, I'm going to go to Knoxville and go into that big ball, and that's where I'm going to get ready for my show, and then have more shows out at World's Fair Park, or have more shows in the amphitheater. If you can make that sort of an attraction for touring artists, that they get to, you know, go up in this Sun Sphere and prepare.
The Sun Room.
The Sun Room. Yeah, there you go.
I feel like something I just thought of, too, might lead into more of a... the hotel market, but what if they started renting out rooms or sectioning off parts of the Sun Sphere and having it be like, oh, you could stay in the Sun Sphere? And
oh, heck yeah. I mean, if you did, I don't know if you've been on Airbnb and they have like the wow category. There's not many that are on the wow category. Like, if you like, even if you like go look all around the country, like, you have to be very specific on there. So if you did something really cool with that top of the Sun Sphere and made it to an Airbnb and get on that page, I think it could, yeah, it could be a huge tourism draw.
It'd probably be dang expensive, though.
Good. Like, yeah, I mean, that, you know, make it nice. Make it something people want to pay to come see.
I've got one more big idea.
Okay.
We don't do anything to this Sun Sphere. We just build another one. We make it the Sun Sphere, too.
With a
bigger, better, badder.
But where would you put it?
Right next to it. Overshadowing,
like, with like a zip line between them.
Yeah.
He'd make it a whole adventure park.
Or like one of those like tree bridges, like at Anakista, like put that in between the two of them.
I was thinking about, you know, in addition to a disco ball, it kind of looks like a golf ball or a golf tee. Top Golf obviously is huge. Not there's an actual facility. There's some Top Golf swing suites around. I'm wondering if you could do anything where you're like kind of just standing on the edge and kind of, you know, something virtual where you actually feel like you're driving the ball off of the Sun Sphere, kind of like a Top Golf style game with some sort of projection screen or something like that. I'm just really just coming up with ideas right now. I hope y'all are writing these down. These are all great.
Or you just hit golf balls outside off of the observation deck.
Yeah, that'd be fine too.
Try bonus points for hitting the cars on the interstate.
And then my last one would just be, you know, we've heard about the Science Museum that's apparently coming to, I say apparently, it's just been a while since we've heard many updates on it, but coming to the KPD headquarters. You know, the Sun Sphere and the World's Fair was all about science and energy, and just thinking about how cool would it be to have that Science Museum in that location where you can go across the floors and learn about maybe the World's Fair and some of the energy and science, you know, sciencey stuff that I'm going to stop talking because I don't know anything about science. And I also don't think it would be cool for me because I don't really care. But I know a lot of kids who would enjoy it.
Well, that would be cool, too, if they made it like... they renovated out the Sun Sphere and put in on each floor like different museum activities.
That's so what you I'm saying. Go yeah.
right all through it. That'd be cool.
But I think if any of our ideas were to be done, like, there needs to be advertising, because I feel like, you know, there's just no advertising for anything at the Sun Sphere. I think we were talking about earlier about yoga in the Sun Sphere, and you said, oh yeah, they already did that. And I was like, what? I've never heard of this.
I think so. There was something up there. It was like meditation, yoga, something going
like
on.
That. Yeah. So I think for my ideas, I'd make sure I'd have a really good marketing department and make sure that like people know about this stuff, because the Sun Sphere, nobody knows about anything with it. It's not very well, you know. Yeah.
Well, it's a parking problem, it's a design problem, it's a elevator capacity problem. But I guess Keenan, you'll do a good job advertising just by building another Sun Sphere. I mean, that's just
oh yeah, that's all the advertising you don't even have need.
To yeah, your advertising budget is your construction budget, just building
the,
it.
The like, what is that? A big two.
These were some great ideas and just some ideas that we had here on the Scruffy Stuff. But we're just three people sitting in a conference room. I'm sure all of our listeners out there probably have their own thoughts about what could be done with the Sun Sphere and what they would like to see. So if you would like to share your thoughts and feedback, you can give me a follow on Instagram and reach out there at Knox Scruff. You can also send an email to me at ryan.wilusz@knoxnews.com. Keenan, share your Twitter. I saw you got a tweet this week, or we all got a tweet this week about our podcast. Shout out to Rob.
Knoxville Rob. Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at SpecialK2Real.
And Brianna, best way to keep up with you, I think, is just keeping up with Knox News over at KnoxNews.com. In addition to being the producer of the Scruffy Stuff, she's also photojournalist here at Knox News. And again, The Scruffy Stuff is presented by Knox News, so head on over to knoxnews.com/subscribe to take advantage of our latest offers, sign up for a subscription, take that support of local journalism a step further, and get unlimited access to all of our stories, podcasts, photos, videos, everything you could possibly want to know about Knoxville all in one place. And before you hit that pause button and go back and listen to all of our other episodes that you might have missed, hit that like or subscribe button. That way you get a notification every time a new episode drops on Tuesdays. And check out that podcast description for a link to the Urban Knoxville newsletter and the Urban Knoxville Facebook page so you can keep up with even more that's happening around downtown Knoxville. And finally, leave a review, if you would. 5 stars. Tell us what you like about the show and what you would like to hear us talk about next. And we will be back again next Tuesday with another episode of The Scruffy Stuff. Thanks for listening, y'all. This has been a fun one.